Just Chitty the Podcast, presented by Just Chitty Productions.
Hi there. I'm your host, Fondue.
I'm Cheesy.
In this week's episode, we're going to learn about washed rind cheeses.
Ooh.
We're talking brine,
ooh,
beer, and wine.
Yum.
We're going to hear about when you might want to rinse your cheese.
What?
And we're going to talk a little bit about a new tomato soup.
Whoa.
And of course, no episode of Just Cheesy the Podcast would be complete without our very cheesy joke.
So cheesy.
Stay tuned for episode 128, Washed. On Just Cheesy the Podcast. I was reading an article this week that loosely inspired the episode.
Yeah.
The article discussed rinsing your cheese.
Yep.
And then I remembered back in episode 71, we talked a little bit about cheese rinds.
Yeah, we did.
We learned there are several types. We have natural, bloomy, and washed.
Yeah.
And this week we're going to talk about the washed rind cheese.
Ooh.
And according to ICE.edu, a cheese rind is a microbial community that grows on the outside surface of a cheese.
Ew.
And according to Wikipedia, they say a washed rind or a smear-ripened cheese is periodically treated with brine or mold-bearing agents.
Okay.
And these agents actually encourage the growth of certain bacteria.
Oh.
OxfordReference.com says they're generally known for their pronounced odor.
Oh.
They say the cheese that fills a room, sometimes referred to as pungent and reminiscent of the odors of autumn, barnyards, and sometimes locker rooms, is referred to as smear-ripened or washed-rind cheese.
Okay.
And my golly, if these descriptions don't get worse and make them sound not very appetizing, but they talk here about the rind feeling tacky or slick, and the paste inside is often oozy and layered with texture.
Okay.
According to SeriousEats.com, a washed rind is a phrase that's used to describe any cheese with a brine-washed rind.
Whoa.
So they add mildly salted water to an exterior of a cheese. This promotes the development of bacteria.
Whoa.
And usually it's Brevibacterium linens, or B. linens for short.
Oh, yeah.
FormaggioKitchen.com says that the washing part of the process happens by soaking cheese in brine for a few hours, gently rubbing it with brine, or splashing or spraying the cheese.
Okay.
And the interesting thing about this to me is that it's encouraging B. linens to grow, but it's discouraging the kind of bad bacteria that can make you sick.
Whoa.
And I have to agree with the person who wrote the article here that I'm also a little hesitant to reveal this next little bit.
Uh-oh.
B. linens is a bacteria that's very, very closely related to a bacteria that forms on sweaty feet. Now, not only am I not French, but I'm also not a scientist, so these next few words are probably going to be pronounced wrong. But B. linens is a corneiform bacteria, and this produces methanethiol.
Okay.
I hope that's how you say it. And this is what is found on sweaty feet.
Ew.
And this methanethiol is described as a colorless gas with a distinctive putrid smell.
Ew.
They say it's found in the blood, brain, and other tissue of people and animals.
Ew.
And it's released from animal feces. Of course, they say it occurs naturally in certain foods, such as nuts and cheese. And when Google was asked if it's in the urine, it says it's in body fluids, such as blood and urine, and it's excreted gases, such as breath and flatus. So anyway, back to cheese. So we're putting some B. linens on the cheese so that it tastes really good on the inside, but smells like dirty, rotten feet on the outside.
Ew.
According to VinePair.com, we could skip the brine and move right on to beer as a good wash for your rind.
Okay.
They say here, take a sniff.
Oh boy.
A distinct note of sweaty sock excavated from an ancient barnyard's dung pile waft forth.
Ew.
But they also say to spread it on a cracker and see what happens.
Sure.
They say there's an overwhelming taste sensation of savory creaminess coupled with spicy, hoppy overtones.
Sure.
And they say here, a chorus of sweet grass, sun-toasted earth, bring it all home.
Okay.
I have had some washed rind cheese in the past, and they really do stink. I can't really get past it too much. But the innards, if you kind of hold your nose and you can get past that, is truly creamy and delicious.
Yeah.
TasteAtlas.com has ranked their top washed rind cheeses.
Whoa.
Coming in at number 10 is Liverot.
Oh.
It's a pungent cheese made of cow's milk. It has to mature for at least 21 days, It's circled with 5 strips of reed or paper, like Whoa. The ones found on a French colonel's uniform, and that's why they also call it the colonel.
Whoa.
They wash it and color it with annatto, and they say it has an intense smell.
Of course,
we expected that.
Yeah.
It has tiny eyes dispersed through the paste, and it's springy and smooth.
Ooh.
They say it has a nutty, lemony, and spicy flavor.
Yum.
Coming in at 9 is Fromage de Maredsous.
Okay.
This is a Belgian cheese made from cow's milk, and it's actually lightly pressed, shaped into loaves, and washed in brine.
Whoa.
Of course, it has a pungent aroma.
Sure.
And they say it's used on its own as a table cheese.
Ooh.
We talked about washing your cheese in brine and beer, but you can also wash it with wine.
Ooh.
8 is Ubriaco. This is an Italian cheese made of cow's milk. It's left to age, and during the last few months, it's actually soaked in a dry and sparkling Prosecco wine.
Ooh.
And not only do they soak it with wine, but they also leave in the skin, the seeds, and other leftovers from the process of making that wine.
Holy cow.
They say this one has a floral aroma with rich, full, and fruity flavor.
Ooh.
It's actually believed that this cheese was developed during World War I, when local farmers had to hide their cheeses from soldiers by placing the cheese in wine barrels.
Nice.
Langres from France is 7. They say this one has an exterior that's white, moldy, wrinkled, and on the inside, it's slightly soft and crumbly.
Whoa.
They say it's salty and it melts in your mouth when it's consumed.
Ooh.
6 is a Poisse from France.
Ooh la la.
I've actually had this one and I cannot get past the smell.
Pew-wee.
In this article, it actually says the cheese is so smelly that it's been banned on public transport in France, according to the BBC.
Holy cow.
5 is Morbier. And this is also from France. It's a cow's milk cheese.
Okay.
And it's more than 2 centuries old.
Whoa.
They say it's identifiable because it has a black layer of ash which goes through the center of the cheese.
Ooh.
They say the flavor is rich and creamy and it's reminiscent of fresh hay and has a bitter aftertaste.
Ew, okay.
Appenzeller is at 4 from Switzerland. This is a cow's milk cheese, and it's washed with a secret herbal brine.
Ooh.
This has a firm texture, and the flavors are tangy, spicy, and fruity.
Nice.
3 is Beaufort from France.
Okay.
This one is smeared with a mixture of brine, whey, and old cheese scrapings.
Okay.
2 is Taleggio from Italy.
Ooh.
And shocker, this one says it has a strong aroma and a creamy and soft texture.
Okay.
And they said it has a fruity flavor.
Ooh.
And on their list, they have Reblochon as their 1 washed rind cheese.
Ooh.
This one's kind of interesting. There's an old tale about it because a farmer made the milk into cheese to hide part of his milk production in order to lower his milk taxes that he paid to the pasture's owners.
Whoa.
Washed rind cheeses are not sponsors.
Nope.
But if they were, their ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese?
Tech, business,
cheese.
Science.
Cheese.
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code CHEESY,
Cheesy.
That'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. According to CheeseConnoisseur.com, Gouda is actually a washed curd cheese.
Really?
They say not to be confused with a washed rind cheese.
Okay.
But that Gouda is washed with hot water when it's added to the curd to release the whey that is drained off.
Okay.
The curds are then placed into round molds to form wheels.
Nice.
And then they place that into a brine to promote the formation of the rind.
Ooh.
But the article that spurred this entire episode was actually from TastingTable.com.
Yeah.
In an article called, "Do You Really Need to Wash Your Shredded Cheese?"
Oh boy.
We tested the trend.
Ooh.
So apparently there is a social media trend out there.
Really?
That foodies and content creators and food influencers have been washing their store-bought shredded cheese just like they wash their veggies and fruit.
Whoa.
They say in this article that Tillamook uses potato starch to prevent caking, with their shredded cheese.
Okay.
And that Sargento uses powdered cellulose.
Okay.
And according to curdistheword.com, they say that this cellulose or anti-caking agent is actually safe to consume. It's a fiber that comes from plants, but it can cause some intestinal distress, such as gas or bloating.
Ew.
And they also recognize that when you try to cook with shredded cheese that has the anti-caking agent, it doesn't melt as smooth.
Oh, yeah.
There have been more than 50 class action lawsuits filed against Parmesan producers.
Holy cow.
And they allege consumer deception.
Ooh.
So your typical green shaker cheese has up to 9% cellulose.
Whoa.
And they also include potassium sorbate, which is a preservative that stops mold and extends shelf life.
Really?
Both of these are food safe. But when they're sold, the labels usually claim 100% grated Parmesan cheese.
Ooh.
And consumers have objected to this advertising.
Oh, yeah.
The dairy industry claims that it's added because it actually helps it flow and not clump into a ball when it's coming out of the shaker.
Yeah.
Shredded cheese isn't the only one that you can rinse.
Really?
According to TastingTable.com, some people actually rinse their feta cheese. The sodium content in feta is relatively high.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes people will rinse it in order to change the salt content.
Whoa.
And according to ferninfo.com, there's a Jim Collins book called Good to Great.
Okay.
And in this book, the author points out an analogy from Dave Scott, who won the Hawaiian Triathlon 6 times.
Wow.
In training, Dave rode his bike 75 miles,
whoa,
swam 20,000 meters, and ran 17 miles.
Holy cow.
This was on average every single day.
What?
Dave believed in a low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet, and that would give him an edge.
Whoa.
He literally rinsed his cottage cheese to get off the extra fat.
Wow.
And he believed this was just another small step to create a program of super discipline.
Wow.
It's time for my favorite segment.
This week in cheese.
According to CampbellsSoupCompany.com, grilled cheese and tomato soup lovers should rejoice.
Okay.
Because Campbell's Soup is releasing a limited time only flavor. And that flavor is none other than grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Whoa.
I'm not sure if you can obtain this anywhere else, but through March 20th, which is obviously over, Campbell's was giving away 412 cans in honor of National Grilled Cheese Day on 4/12.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay. Why did the cheese rind refuse to go to the party?
I don't know.
Because it was afraid it wouldn't be edgy enough. Get it?
Oh.
Rind, edgy?
Yeah, I get it. It's silly.
Yep, they continue to be silly and a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to Just Cheesy the Podcast, episode 128, Washed.
Thank you.
We're looking to feature one of your cheesy jokes on our next episode.
Yeah.
Send us a response by going to www.justcheesy.com and submit your very own cheese joke.
And stay cheesy, everybody.